It's a tragedy that's shaken a community. In Port Campbell, Western Victoria, father and son were volunteer lifesavers who drowned after being thrown into rough surf while trying to save an international tourist. We're joined right now by Paul James. He's Lifesaving Victoria's president. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sammy.
Thanks so much for speaking with us. We're very, very sorry for your loss. You knew the father and son, I believe?
I didn't know them personally. I knew of them, and they were very well-respected long-term members down at Port Campbell Lifesaving Club, grown up in the Lifesaving Club, you would say, and heroes in my mind.
It was an extremely shocking thing that took place. What happened? What exactly were the circumstances?
My understanding is that they were responding to a call for help from a person that was in the water and had been spotted by others. Three of our lifesavers from down at Port Campbell got into the offshore rescue boat there, designed for those rough conditions, headed out there, and for whatever reason, their boat has capsized. They've ended up in the water, resulting in the tragic outcome of the loss of two of our most esteemed lifesavers.
Being a lifesaver is a role and a job that no doubt already one prepares for the risks associated with it. But when something like this happens, the trauma can be deep and profound. Members of Lifesaving Victoria who knew them and you know, like yourself as well, and others in the community, are they receiving the kind of trauma help that they might need at this time?
Most definitely. We have Lifesaving Victoria personnel down at Port Campbell with members of the club down there. We're offering our support to any of our lifesavers statewide that these circumstances may lead to them needing some support and help. They can make contact with Lifesaving Victoria and happy to try and to give them whatever help we can.
The Port Campbell community is known to be quite close-knit. How are they dealing with this?
I'm heading down there later today. I would imagine that they are absolutely devastated. These are two men that have done a lot of work in the community through other emergency service organisations as well. They would be the community would be devastated, as is our Lifesaving Club down there, as are all lifesavers right around Victoria and Australia.
Are there plans for a memorial?
There is. We're hoping today, at least at the start of our patrolling today, so our lifesavers are on the beach, so we'll observe a minute's silence, just looking out into the water.
Will events like this impact how Lifesaving Victoria reacts to these kind of situations moving forward? Will you be looking at different processes and changing the system maybe?
We would certainly look at any recommendations that come out from any inquiry. I know Minister Neville has said that there will be a full investigation, and we absolutely support that. If there's something that we can do that's better, we will do it. Certainly, my understanding is that they had all the personal protective equipment on them yesterday. They were wearing life jackets. They had helmets on them. And it's just a terrible set of circumstances that's occurred.
Their lives were lost trying to rescue an international tourist who'd been thrown into the water. How is the tourist themselves?
My understanding is the tourist was, if it was a tourist, has been transferred to the hospital and is receiving care there, so hopefully they'll make a recovery, which at least the death of our two lifesavers wasn't in vain, so that person has been rescued along with another of our surf lifesavers, and he's at the Alfred Hospital.
Just one more time, Paul James, Lifesaving Victoria President. For anyone who is listening and needs to seek support from the lifesaving community, who should they contact?
They're aware of contacting our communication centre at Lifesaving Victoria. They'll have the number for that. They're welcome to ring, and we'll certainly put them in touch with our counsellors.
Thank you so much for your time again, Paul. My deepest condolences to you and yours.
Thank you.
Paul James is the president of Lifesaving Victoria there, speaking to us about the tragedy that took place in Port Campbell at the National Park, where a father and son died after their lifesaving boat capsized while rescuing a tourist near the 12 Apostles.